Hello and welcome to the EduChat podcast. This is a special episode as we are going to be trying to live podcast during an Apple EduChat. I'm quite fortunate that I'm joined by my friend, co-host and fellow ADE, Rachel Smith. Rachel, good evening.
Hi Martin, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you? Thanks so much for agreeing to come on here and do this little experiment.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be certainly interesting, if nothing else.
It will be. I think we could descend into giggles quite easily. It's already happened. So for anyone who's listening and they're not familiar with the modern languages genius and technology guru that is Rachel, do you want to give us your elevator summary? People that we know are fond of doing your elevator pitch and your elevator summary. So can you give us an elevator summary of who you are and what you do?
My name is Rachel Smith, as you just said, and I teach French and Spanish at a secondary school on the Isle of Man. I work at a school called St Ninian's, which is in Douglas, and I've been teaching for about 22 years now, which probably makes me feel quite old. And I was I became an Apple Distinguished Educator in 2015.
Best class ever,
undoubtedly. And I really love to use technology in my classroom to enhance teaching and learning, particularly with modern languages.
Yeah, and you're absolutely the work that you share, that your pupils do, and that the pupils you work with do is inspiring. It really is. What's been your experience so far with podcasting?
Well, for ages and ages and ages, actually, Martin, I wanted to do a podcast with my students. I actually wanted to enable my students to do a podcast. And actually, we thought about it for a year. This year, my digital leaders suddenly said, "Oh, actually, miss, what about that podcast that we talked about?" And I was like, okay. Because it came from them, I was like, actually, guys, do we want to do it? And they'd be like, yeah. So this September, we started doing a podcast, myself and my little group of digital leaders. And our podcast is called Hello, St Ninians, available on Apple Podcasts. And it's very short. We try and stick to about 15 minutes for each episode. And what we try to do is we try to interview somebody who works or is a student of our school to try and celebrate the people that sort of work and are in our community. And it's been brilliant, actually. It's been absolutely brilliant. I can't recommend podcasting enough, really.
Yeah, it's a wonderful form for developing communication and literacy skills in pupils. You've been one of the people on Twitter that's kind of championed the use of podcasting. You and I at Apple Institute in July of last year, we ran a playground together on podcasting, which was well received. We both have a mutual love affair of podcasts, whether it's podcasts that entertain, podcasts that inform, or maybe just podcasts that are for a bit of fun. It's wonderful to see that you've got your pupils sort of involved in it. Is it very much them that are leading it? Is it pupils that are leading it, leading the questions, leading the script, or is there a bit of input?
What I tend to do is when we're about to, well, actually it's a long run up, so I would say 2 to 3 weeks before we're due to record, I'll put a little message out on our whole staff message board and say, okay, we're about to record a podcast. Has anybody got anything for the podcast? Meanwhile, the students themselves flick through the school calendar, pick out any key dates, because one of the things that we start with is a bulletin, because the kids were like, we want to provide information for parents and students about things that are coming up in the school year. And usually PE send us a little bit of something, maybe a recording from a football game or, you know, with the team captain. The students generally pick somebody to interview. So that's either a member of staff or a pupil. They will formulate the questions. They generally write the questions in pages so that they can use the teleprompter feature.
Yep.
When they're recording. And they generally write their script. I help them a little bit because I have to help them with editing. And once we're good to go, normally, because I've got quite a heavy teaching load, so normally I just give the kids the microphone and say, right, okay, you're coming out of lesson for half an hour. Just go off and record your interview. And I generally have nothing to do with it. I kind of have to help them with time management and things that are very difficult for young people to learn. But by and large, it is their thing, written by them, edited by them. produced by them with a tiny, and I will say tiny, input from me.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I mean, they love it. The independence that it gives them is pretty impressive, actually.
That's sort of wonderful what you're saying there about the pupils sort of using the tools and technology that they have available to them. The Pages teleprompter feature is obviously something that we both think is a great feature, especially for that. In terms of how they actually record, do you just use the built-in iPad microphone? Do you use any specialist external equipment? What's the setup? What does the look of it, the look and feel look like?
We record in GarageBand, and we have an external microphone. You'll tell me the name of it because I can't remember because it's sat at school.
That's it.
We just have a little adapter and it plugs into the side of the iPad. It means that they're totally mobile and they can go wherever they need to in school. So if they're interviewing the head teacher, they can go into his study. If they're interviewing a student, they can just find a super, super quiet office to do it in. We record in GarageBand and edit in GarageBand and then upload it to the Anchor app, which by and large has worked well. As I get more used to using Anchor, I think I'm going to probably make them record directly in Anchor in the next couple of episodes and see if that works better for us, because it takes out that middle bit of GarageBand. But they're so used to using GarageBand that, you know, maybe not. But they did. They recorded all of their intros and outros and all the music and everything in GarageBand. So, mm-hmm. We'll just have to see. I kind of play it by ear, really. I kind of go with what works for them.
Yeah, I think it's I think that bit of advice there is probably one of the key ones that I would take away, which is, use what works. Don't always try to do, the latest and greatest all at the same time. I mean, I'm chatting to you on my Samsung mic connected to my iPad Pro recording in Anchor, and it's the record with friends feature is a huge benefit. I'm interested to see, what are you hoping to see from tonight's chat that is just about to kick off?
I'm looking forward to seeing where people are with podcasting, if they're actually kind of have got into it, have started it. Mm-hmm. I'm looking to see what they want out of podcasting, what they're hoping for their students to be able to get out of podcasting. Once of a day, it was a really niche thing. It's becoming a bit more of a bigger thing. I know you and I are big podcast fans and always have been, particularly initially listening to them, but now actually, producing them. So I'm just interested to see where everybody else is up to, really. I think it could be quite an enlightening chat, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think there's been a lot of people speaking and kind of coming up with things that they would like to see in terms of getting started with a podcast, in terms of in terms of what do they do if they're wanting to get people involved, and I'm very much the same as you. I'm looking forward to see where everybody is. I think I couldn't agree more that podcasting is a niche market, or it has been a niche market. Mm. And I think what's great about things like Anchor and there are other ones. I think Anchor is probably the most commercially available. Is the fact that it's just so easy to do. I mean, it is literally record, edit, publish. It's those three. It doesn't question what goes in at the beginning in terms of the preparation and the planning and all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm quite interested to see what's going to happen. So shall we dive into it, and we'll come back to the chat when question one comes up?
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
Great. I'll talk to you then. Thanks,
Rachel.
See you
later. Bye.
Bye. Okay, welcome back to EduChat Podcast. You've joined us in the middle of our Apple EduChat that Rachel and I are hosting on podcasting. Rachel, I'm actually quite surprised, for being the Easter holidays in England and Wales, it's actually quite a busy chat getting started with.
Yeah, there's quite a number of people in the chat, which is lovely. And some folk from Australia, which is incredible. They must have had to get up unbelievably early to join us. But this is what I like about Apple community. People join from all over the place and are always willing to share their experiences. It's such a lovely thing to be able to host a chat like this.
It is indeed. It's it actually speaks quite a lot to the dedication that people have during their holidays, that they still want to take part in a great hours free CPD.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Rachel, you posted the first question for people listening and are wanting to play along a wee bit later. What's the first question that we asked this week?
So I asked her, what's your current experience with podcasting?
Excellent. So I think you and I have both answered that. Obviously, my current experience with podcasting is you're listening to my podcast and you're taking part in my podcast. So that's been sort of mine summarised. But we're getting, let's take a little one here, Kelly Herbert, which is R3B3LP. So I think Rebel Princess, but with numbers instead of letters. So Kelly, yeah, okay. If you're listening, nice way to make us remember your username. She says that she currently just listens for some personal enjoyment and she's not used them for teaching at all. So hopefully she'll get something out of this. We've got Mrs. Hawkins, who's actually one of Matt Pullen's students. And she says the same thing. His current experience is listening to podcasts and talking about making one. So, Rach, do you think that's quite common for a lot of teachers? Is that they're going to be quite used to making them, listening to them, but not really experienced in making them?
Yeah, I think quite a lot of us are suddenly getting into listening to podcasts, and I know a lot of teachers like to work concurrently and maybe listen to a podcast and drive to work, or listen to a podcast and, you know, fold the washing or whatever. So I think a lot of us are happy to listen to a podcast, but many of us just don't quite know how to run a podcast. However, that said, Chris Galley, he's cgalleyedu on Twitter. He says he's been a podcast fan for 10 years and he's running of podcasts himself, but would love to get his own little podcast up and running. So that's nice.
That is nice. And Chris is obviously a former guest host on the show as well. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what some more answers come up with. So this is just a very brief sort of look into it. And people can obviously follow along with the hashtag AppleEduChat. Rachel, I'm conscious of the fact that we are kind of hosting and talking at the same time. Will we get back to the hosting and we'll come and chat again when question two is up and running?
Yeah, sounds perfect. Chat to you.
Perfect. Later. Thank you. Okay, welcome back to EduChat Podcast. Rachel, the chat's about halfway through, and I think it's fair to say we've got quite a mix of people who have a lot of experience either creating podcasts, some experience creating podcasts, and no experience creating podcasts. We've got a right mix tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like you say, it is a proper mixed bag in the chat tonight, which always makes for a really interesting chat. If we were all at the same level, we'd all be like, yeah, I've done that. Oh yeah, that's the same. But I think it's really nice to be able to pass on the problems that you found or the experiences that you've had and the successes that you've had and share those between everybody in the community so that everybody else can go out and enjoy the success of podcasting.
Absolutely. That's an absolutely great point, is sort of taking the wealth of experience in the different areas that people have seen and the people have the people have been involved with and what they've done. I think this is why chats mm-hmm. like this are beneficial, because we do have quite a few newbies. We do have quite a few people who are not really sure about how to get started, where to get started. Privacy concerns are some of the conversations that are coming up. And I think I'll see whether you agree with this, but I think when you're recording a podcast, the same sort of privacy concerns are the same as if you are recording video within school, or if you're recording if you're taking images to put up on the school website. I think the same sort of rules that you have in place in the school apply to podcasts. Would you agree?
I agree. And actually, because we interview some of our students in our podcast, I always ring their parents first before I interview them, just to make sure that we can use their name and it's okay to tell their story. Because I think that's really important that you just double check with your parents that it's okay to interview students. In terms of the students that do the interviewing on my podcast, we don't mention names at all. So we don't introduce ourselves and say, hey, this is Johnny on, you know, the podcast today. So those students that do all the interviewing never ever mention their names. They only mention the name of the podcast in order to try and sort of get around that privacy issue.
I think that's an absolutely brilliant point. I mean, it's, you know, you don't mention names, you don't mention where you are. You bring in internet safety, you bring in responsible use, you create this whole lesson, this whole culture, you build this culture of safe and responsible use. And, you know, the point that you said there, which was great, is that you interview the parents and you're talking about the pupils loving it because it's given them a chance for them to get their experiences and their expertise out there. I think one of the things I like about podcasting is not everyone likes to be on camera. And what I like about it is with podcasting, you could even give everybody in the class a role. There was a reply that I sent to Chris Galley there, which was, he was talking about everyone getting involved in the class. And I thought, if you've got someone in the class that is the marketing director, where they have to create the podcast artwork or maybe share the posters around the school or create the links or create the, you know, you can actually get everybody involved who doesn't need to have their voice on the episode.
Absolutely. I mean, I've got some children in my digital leaders group who are in our special educational needs group, and they don't really want to speak on the podcast, but they will quite happily edit the podcast, or they will make, like you say, the artwork for the podcast, or they'll advertise the podcast. There's always a job for everybody to do. It's a very, very inclusive activity for all children to get involved.
Absolutely. So with that, I think we will go back to the chat and respond to some of these great responses that are coming in. Rachel, how about we speak again just after the chat's finished, where we can take about another sort of 10 minutes or so to summarise how we felt the chat went.
Perfect. Great. Sounds great. I'll catch
Join
you
us then. Thanks. Okay, welcome back to the last section of this week's episode. And Rachel, well done. That was a great chat. Exhausting, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think Apology Chat's always really fast paced and quick, and you've got to try and keep you on top of everything. So yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, just sort of speaking about hosting an Apple Edu Chat, Simon Pyle, a mutual friend of ours and fellow ADE, left a comment on another podcast that I do at Last Night Recap, and he was talking about what it's like to host. And he does say that you're kind of buzzed and kind of kept going for the hour or so afterwards. And in fact, you and I, just before we started this section, were just talking about how the chat is actually still going. Our wrists and phones are sort of still buzzing away.
Yeah, absolutely. People tend to maybe join in a bit late, or they tend to go back and answer other people's questions and so on. And so it can keep going for another hour or so.
Yeah. And it's, I think whenever you know, you do have to prepare for the fact that it will keep going and going and going for however long it is. Even, I mean, I wake up on a Wednesday morning after hosting, and I've got about 40 notifications of people liking, retweeting, all of these types of things.
Absolutely. As soon as America cotton on and they start retweeting your stuff, and then you wake up in the morning like, goodness gracious.
They just want to be as popular as us. I think that's really what it comes down to.
I think you're probably right about that, mine.
Yeah. So going back to this sort of podcasting chat that we just hosted, how do you think tonight went in terms of the response? Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's fine. I thought it went really well. I thought it was very interesting how everybody managed to kind of help everybody else out. I know when you're hosting the chat, you're trying to retweet stuff and quote tweet stuff and try and keep the chat going yourselves. But it was quite nice that everybody was kind of chipping in and going, oh yeah, I've tried that. I've done that. Why don't you give this a go? And it was good actually. Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I'd have to second that. I think the fact that we had a range of experiences with people who were new to it, people who were maybe a little bit more experienced, and even people who had podcasted, you know, maybe 10, 11 years ago, and the changes that they'd seen, and the fact that podcasting now is actually a lot easier. And I think even just down to the definition of what a podcast is. So I think my next question to you is, if you had to summarize, if you had to, you know, the way that I sometimes tell the kids was, if you were going home and explaining it to granny or grandpa, you know, if you had to explain a podcast to someone who didn't know what a podcast was, how would you describe it?
It's like a radio show that you can put on by yourself about a topic that you're interested in that you hope others will find interesting.
Great summary. I can't actually make that. It's it's like a radio show that isn't live. I think it's
better actually. Yeah.
And I think, you know, when something goes wrong, you know, you can go, right, let's just re-record that segment, let's just stop there, we'll start again. You know, there's all of these. I think one of the things that came up quite a lot during the chat tonight was that some people listen to podcasts but don't maybe fully understand what's involved in the process of putting one together. I really liked one of the answers that you gave. I think it was our question 5, where we're talking about what's the one best bit of advice that you would give to staff or students getting started with a podcast. So for people who didn't read it, didn't notice it, didn't see it, could you sort of tell people what your bit of advice for planning a podcast would be?
I think when you plan a podcast, you need to give yourself plenty of time, actually, to put a podcast together. No matter how long or short, actually takes much longer than you think. So you need to give yourself plenty of time before you start actually pressing that record button. And in that time, you need to ensure that you plan and prepare the script, the interviewers, the interviewees. The better planned you are, the better your podcast will sound, actually.
Brilliant bit of advice, and I couldn't put it better myself. Even, you know, things like podcast episodes you do with a planning document, things that you have that are going to be key talking points, roughly how long you want to spend talking about something. And the other bit of advice that I would sometimes give people is, think about your audience, think about the type of podcast that you want to be. Are you going to be an education focused podcast, a technology, an education technology, a numeracy, a literacy? And, you know, go for consistency. Sometimes people try to do a bit of everything and your listeners don't know what they're expecting, what they're going to get at each episode.
I completely agree with that. I think when you're podcasting with students, you can have a little bit more flexibility. But I think if you're going to create your podcast yourself as a teacher, you definitely need to find your niche, for want of a better word. I think, you know, if you are trying to be something to everyone, then actually probably your podcast is going to fail out, unfortunately.
Yeah, great bit of advice. So any takeaways, any last bits of thoughts, any, you know, quick Rachel thoughts, quick Rachel quips? You get anything you want to add at the end?
I'm looking forward to seeing how many folk get going with podcasts. I particularly want Pamela to start podcasting with her little ones. I did say to her that I thought it would be absolutely gorgeous if she got tiny, tiny children to pass on their thoughts, even for a very short podcast. Just imagine how adorable that would be.
Yeah, to get little 5-year-olds podcasting, I think
it would be awesome.
I think so. I what was quite encouraging for me was a lot of people saying that there were a way to give it a go. There were a way to try it. And I think that is... I think as hosts, for a topic that we are both very passionate and very enthusiastic about, I think that's a great takeaway for us. And I think, you know, well done. I think that's you and I think, you know, well done. I think I'm delighted with that.
Yeah, I think if we've managed to take away some of the fear of podcasting to those people who've never tried it before, I think it's a good job done.
Absolutely. And I think with that, that's probably a great place to stop. Rachel, where can people find you if they want to keep the conversation going or to ask any advice or questions that they may have?
The best way to contact me is via Twitter. My Twitter handle is @lancslassrach. So that's LANCSLASSRACH. And that's probably the quickest and easiest way to get in touch.
Perfect. Rachel, thank you very much for co-hosting and co-hosting both the chat and this podcast episode. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise, thanks for having me.
No problem. Take care.
Angie, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That about does it for this episode of EduChat Podcast. My thanks to Rachel Smith for taking the time to co-host with me. If you like this episode, please be sure to leave a rating on iTunes. It would be very much appreciated. And my thanks to Anchor for hosting and distributing this podcast. Without them, it wouldn't nearly be as easy. You can find the show notes for this episode in your podcast app of choice, as well as on anchor.fm/mcoots81. You can follow me on Twitter at mcoots81, that's COUTTS, and I will see you all next time. Bye!